Apparently, there's just no escape from this. People judge others. We judge others for their politics, social media posts,
Fashion choices.
parenting choices, and so on. Maybe we don't even notice anymore. So it's arguably a bad habit. But before we get into that, let's do a little bit of definition, I suppose. What is judging someone as opposed to giving an opinion?
Judgment is like almost like an authority, like you get to decide. This person is what opinion is more of like. So if I judge Hyung, I say all of society looks at you in this way, Hyung. Whereas an opinion is more just my personal observation. A judgment is a universal law type thing, right? When I say that's a say to somebody that's an awful t-shirt, I'm speaking on behalf of the whole human race in
But
that
I
judgment.
know that Ryan Price, as an amazing human being you're not representative of everyone on the planet. Why should I care?
Because sometimes I think we feel like we think along same lines, like human beings have this common ground that we don't necessarily need to speak about, which is like if I walked out in a rainbow-colored sweater on a super hot day, people would all judge me as a crazy person, right? And we could all probably have that common ground. Or maybe I'd start a fashion trend. I
That'd
don't
be
know.
too much.
Let me
And
know. But
also, I think judge is a little bit negative and a little bit biased in my head when we're using the word judge.
Yeah,
Well, I looked up the
I think you just
dictionary.
judged. Judge.
Yeah,
I did.
judge as a verb has two meanings: form an opinion and conclusion about it, number one. Number two, deciding results of a competition.
Right,
And
right,
then
right.
with Urban Dictionary, not the
Oh,
most
boy.
reliable source of info, but it said to quickly form a bias or a personal opinion about someone or something.
Right. Hyung was listing these definitions. She's like, it's from Webster's Dictionary, Ryan.
Yeah, the
I'm
first
like,
one.
look up interesting. Interesting is a good word in Webster's Dictionary. It means of interest. I'm wanting to look into more. Yet sometimes, maybe Hyung's telling me about her fashion choices in the office, and I'm like, that's real interesting, Hyung, and then I walk away. Actually, interesting in that usage meant something completely different. Like, I'm just being polite, I gotta go.
Yeah, that story was interesting.
So judgment in this context, I think, and when we judge other people in everyday life, isn't necessarily a Webster's dictionary definition, Hyung. I think it is something that often gives you a feeling of self-righteousness. We call this the judgment hangover. I'm like, you are a nerd. And I feel like I can just start labeling people. Yes, you and you. And then afterwards, I have no friends. And I can tell that I start to feel maybe this kind of like, oh, I've hurt people's feelings. And why did I do that? And why do I get to say that? So judging isolates you. It gives you this feeling of self-righteousness, but then suddenly you feel really bad for what you've done. And honestly, it's a powerless thing. I mean, you are often the one, even though you're judging, not with the authority to be judging.
Yes, and I think we all live in our little world sometimes, and the world we do know, in that world, there is this little beast need to be fed, and when you feed it, sometimes you just circling in your own little world regardless of others, and that makes you isolated from the
I'm
society.
totally judging you for that example.
Why? I think it's very
Because you're a
cute.
cat person.
And also, I think sometimes getting rid of judges is harder than we think because, like Ryan has said, everybody judge, and it's just when you're forming your own opinion, making sure it's an opinion, not a judgment. But every time when we form an opinion, it is a conclusion we've reached because of all the experience we've had, and a person always comes with some sort of bias because we are human beings, and what do we do?
I think, in the end, there's so many different ways to call what we do in our lives. Stereotyping is a way of judging, and it's a way we've survived as a species for so long. Look at that fruit. I judge it as bad because it has a bruise on it. Don't eat it. I survive another day. Sometimes judging, even though it has this negative context, can save lives. I see a guy in an alleyway. It's dark. He's wearing a hoodie. He's like, "Hey, come here, man. I got something for you." I'm judging that guy. He's not my friend. Why would I go there? Judging isn't always a bad thing. So I think, first of all, we need to take a look at the gray area, realize sometimes it's okay to judge because it helps you, but let's not judge others and then say that to them and make them feel bad. Let's try to be open to understanding to other people's opinions, and this is how we can avoid the bad judgment calls.
I can totally agree with that, and there's one thing you can do as well. That is not give power to those that judge you, because you can't stop what other people do. But don't feel anything if that person judges you. That's how I've lived till today.
Ooh, you're so strong, girl.
Well,
you're so strong.
Most of the time, I try.